call on me. You can 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 call on me.
Oh yeah, this beat hot.
You can call on me.
I need to go to Dallas, Georgia. That's where I need to live.
I'm living. All right, good luck with the phone reception down there. Another episode of the Big Homies House. We got some homies in the building. Big Homie Ace Hood, Big Homie JoJo. How y'all feeling?
How you feeling, Kodak?
I'm amazing. I'm in a great mood. I'm in a great mood, you know. How you feeling, Mr. Hood?
Phenomenal.
Okay, for
happy
sure,
to be
for
alive,
sure.
Man. Glad to be doing what I do.
I know, that's right.
Yeah, yeah. That's so, you know, we just gonna kick it and have a conversation. JoJo, anything on your heart or mind that you want to kick things off?
I mean,
if there's anything on your heart that you want to start off with, you know, I always got my list of things, my list of conversations.
I mean, I do have a lot of things I want to talk about, but I don't want to start it because the one thing that I really want to talk about is kind of like toxic a little bit.
Well, I do got a question because I realized something about myself this weekend, y'all.
Appreciate the honesty.
I realized this, like, when I be blocking women, I don't block them so they don't have access to me. I block them so I don't have access to them.
Yeah, I know.
Because I'm the type of nigga, like, if I don't cut it off, then I'm going to keep spinning the block.
Listen.
No matter how toxic she is.
Most...
Cause a lot That's of times crazy. it really be the ass that keep a nigga coming back. They be thick as a motherfucker. It's hard to cut off a big booty woman, but they so stressful. You got to.
You know what?
Is that sassy? Cause yes. Women be saying that sassy as a motherfucker.
I think it is.
Wow, I'm protecting my peace.
You're not really protecting your peace.
I am protecting my peace. That's the main reason I'm doing it.
I think men who block women.
Keep it a stack.
I think it's a little sassy. Like, I mean.
It's sassy. Yeah.
I get it. Protect your peace. Yeah.
Real good. Keeping the G. Real talk.
I get it. Protect your peace. But it's just like, a lot of times, people, you got to understand that when you do things, you got to look at it on how the person that you did it to is gonna receive it.
Yeah.
So a lot of times you don't really
so
do stuff.
So not the intent, the effect.
Yeah, because there's a lot of times that I wouldn't do something that I want to do because I don't want you to think some kind of way, if that makes sense. Like, I don't want to fuck with you no more, right? Uh-huh. But I'm not going to block you because I don't want you to think that you're so
that you
important.
Got, that you had that
yeah,
much
that
impact on
Yeah, that you got my
me.
Mind so fucked
right.
up
right.
to where I got to block you.
Yeah.
Even though that may be the case. So now I got to dig deep within myself and be strong enough to be like, you know what?
I'm not that strong. Look, I'm gonna be honest. This has made this shit so bad. I had a dream about one of the girls who I blocked, like last week.
Did you ever have sex with her?
Yeah.
Oh, she
yeah.
put it on you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was like it was a crazy ass dream because the only thing I met, like she had a big stupid ass dumb ass. You know, this was one of them ones. Mm-hmm. Big ass booty, and in the dream she like knocked me out of the way with her booty. I'm like, ah, that's probably I missed the impact of that ass.
You know, Kodak is the type that's of guy I'm though that he's infatuated with like really big booties. Like
yeah, I see that.
Like
absolutely.
Like,
yeah. Nah, you don't get it.
Like abnormal size, like
multiple trips to the doctor size.
Yeah, like abnormal,
real talk.
Literally
it's,
abnormal.
It's a fetish.
Yeah, he has a yeah.
Do the legs match or does it?
Nothing
sometimes,
matches.
Sometimes the legs be matching.
You know what matches? Yeah. They be BBWs too.
Nah, they don't be BBWs. They be so the booty so big they look like a BBW.
They be big. Some
yeah.
of them be
sometimes,
big.
Yeah, some of them be big. That's honest.
Yeah, so, yeah. But yeah. That's something I had to
accept that this weekend though, man. I got to block you to protect my own peace.
Yeah, we be knowing that. That's why when you do it, we be like. Oh, little weak ass nigga. Like we say that because we know like.
But I mean, it's like that. It's like that in life. Sometimes you got to if somebody
yeah, for some women it is a not like a notch like on a you know on your list
mm-hmm.
when getting blocked it's like a good thing like yeah.
Oh, that's a good
like,
thing
for
yeah.
them. For some women, I believe like you know what I'm saying. It's like mm-hmm. a you know it's almost like a little badge of like yeah. Her knowing she put it on you and like you know mm-hmm. you feel some type of way
yeah
because so, like it's still an action you write it's yeah. still it's still a language rather
yeah
you block mm-hmm. somebody like it's still saying something
but exactly. I also will block and move on with my life like I'm not gonna no I'm big on out of sight out of mind
yeah
because if I don't see you on my timeline you know it's cool I can live without you I'm gonna pretend you don't exist
you know what's crazy it's so many people that I done sent to Kodak because like we'd have met some of these women together maybe because like on a podcast or whatever the industry And I'll just send him the page like, look at Shorty, like, look what she on, or look what she got going on.
And I already know her.
And he be like, no, he'll respond and be like, I can't see it. I'm like, God damn, how many motherfuckers did
that'll
you
be,
block?
That'll be one on two. It's only,
I can't see it.
Yeah, it's hard. It's hard. It's hard to introduce me to a big ass on Instagram. I ain't seen yet.
And that's another wicked thing. You know what's crazy, Kodak?
What's up?
It be so.
Because so many, it's not just you. A lot of my friends do this.
Okay, yeah. So me and Kodak got this relationship. So where, like, when I do see like a woman who got like a lot going on that I know he gonna fuck with,
yeah,
I'll send it to him. Because the shit shows up on my Explore page. You wouldn't believe shit show up on my Explore page. But the shit show up on my Explore page, I'll be about to send it to him. It already say liked by Big Homie Kodak. And I'm like, this nigga already done seen the shit. Like, I can't.
You like one of my homies, dog. My dog was like that. He was the same way, bro.
How was he like?
It's like it's nothing. And so we used to go in the clubs and stuff. He knew the names though. Oh, that's such and such. That's such and such, big such. You know what I mean?
Yeah. He was
such
naming
and
them
such
by
the cutie pie right here.
Oh, well, he was naming them by the Instagram name.
Yeah.
Like that's absurd.
He knew all of, and then when you would go click on him, you'll see his name. My dog like that
liked
still to this day.
By him and everybody else and
I'm
others.
Like, what he doing here?
This her first Instagram page. She just started this motherfucker today. How you know?
I'm like, what this? So
yeah,
you know. But going back to like the blocking thing, that it is like it does make us feel some type of way as women, because if not even on social media, like social media, but your phone, you block me from your phone too. I'm gonna be like,
one of the recent ones, I had to block on everything: TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, my phone, email.
Do you block? Do you use the block feature? Because I don't really use.
What does it take for you to get somebody to block somebody?
I've used. Oh yeah, it takes yeah, man. I'm gonna be all the way honest, dog. That's been points of levels of toxicity between me and the mother of my kids and in our past that hasn't served me in no way, and I was not allowing myself to open up to that disrespect. Big block. The only way we can speak is through this particular space.
Yeah.
And it's going to be curated and it's going to be intentional, like that type timing. So I've been there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? In terms of I had to, block you out of my life because of the like I couldn't allow any access in that way.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
So that's the type of blocking, but do I randomly block people? No.
Oh, no, my blocks ain't random. My blocks ain't. These are people that I've had
pull
experience.
Pull up your block list.
It's too long. Yeah.
Exactly.
It's too long.
Now I'll restrict the motherfucker.
Yeah. What's restrict?
Like
on the gram?
What's the restrict feature though?
See, the blocking is really going there. The restrict is just allowing that person to post, and but their comment doesn't get traction. It doesn't really get seen or anything like that.
So it's not like mute.
Not mute. It's not mute. It's restricting what they're able to do, and like so if they comment or something like that, like they can't do nothing. Like if they they gonna think they can respond actively in their mind and think like, okay, I sent the post, but nobody ain't gonna see that shit.
Yeah,
like you feel
but
me.
But are they gonna
but
see
they
it?
Gonna think somebody? Yeah. You feel me? So but they not like, gonna know though. They never gonna know. Like see, blocking people will know because you go to the profile
and it's gone
and your shit gone. Restricting is like no. You can see the profile on me when you if you say some shit. It just get no life in here.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
So if somebody trying to troll you.
There you go.
With some shit.
But would it look like, but would their comment be on there to be on there to
it'll be
them?
Visible to them.
It'll be visible to them.
Not so
to
in their head, not to they people. Really doing damage. Like, I'm on his line.
They going in.
Yeah. What?
Nobody can see that.
Ain't nobody seeing it.
So they trying to figure out why ain't nobody commenting or liking.
I already know who I want to restrict in my head, because some people just comment because some people comment on Instagram heavy because they ain't got no say so in their life outside of Instagram, outside of social media. That's what I feel like when a lot of these people that be on these blog posts like religiously, this is the only time they have a voice.
Yeah,
because they don't got a voice in their real life. Don't nobody give a damn what they say in their real life.
Yep. That's how I view it too, bro.
That's how it is. Yeah. And you kind of got to empathize with people like that, because really your only voice on planet can be just if Mark Zuckerberg say, "All right, fuck your Instagram page, bitch," and it's over with. You ain't got no voice. You got to make another page. And now, shit, they got that feature where it'll block your page and any other page
that you made.
Yeah, like you can't even make a new page.
Yeah, because it be people, I'm like, look, I'm blocking you and whatever other page you got going on just because, like, bitch, I don't want you to see shit I got going on. Because you're really just lurking.
One of my dogs had an IP address block. He couldn't make no more Instagram from his house.
What the fuck type shit he was
I on? Have no idea what he did. Shout out to Breon, man. That's crazy.
Why would you shout him out? That's you don't crazy. Need to shout him out.
That boy nigga can't make no more IGs from this address. That's crazy.
The nigga gotta go to work.
He gotta go to work. That boy gotta go to Starbucks to log in.
He gotta go down the street to Instagram. I still don't know what he did to this day. So, you know, it's so random about him. And I'm not gonna put my man business out.
You just like, did.
No, he did some way. We gotta jump for something way worse than that.
Yeah, stop fucking with that nigga. Crazy, stop fucking with that nigga, Kodak. But yeah, speaking of like blocking, I think it's easy. Like, women, we block men all the time.
Y'all don't block men. Y'all don't block men. Women don't block men.
We don't.
Nah. Y'all gonna make that nigga block himself. You gonna get yeah, whatever you can out of the situation.
I'll make him get to the point to where he blocked me.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not gonna block you. I'm gonna just do some shit to make you wanna block me. Like, I ain't fucking with this hoe no more. Like,
but what's bitch. Worse, I mean, I evil, feel like you evil. I feel like a nigga getting ghosted is worse than getting blocked. Mm-hmm. Like, you see the messages going through.
Mm-hmm.
And she just not responding. That's worse than the block, because the messages go green and shit. I don't did something pissed at all. But if they keep saying delivered and it's just me talking to myself, I'm looking at 4-5 text messages, no response. Mm-hmm. Shit. 4-5 is a stretch, because after 2, I'm deleting the thread.
I think ghosting is worse than blocking too, because it's like now I'm. You seeing the messages go through. You see me.
Bitch,
not,
you see me.
You see me not responding.
And now I gotta think about what I did to get blocked.
Yeah, figure it out. Figure it out.
I love that. I love that for the recipient on the other end who done said some wild shit.
Yeah.
To just sit in your, live in your glory.
Yeah, mm-hmm. sit in your feelings.
Just sit in that. You
figure
know what
out
saying?
What you done did.
And not know. Such a
That's the worst
and
feeling.
And not know.
That's the worst feeling.
You toxic.
Put your effort out there.
That's the worst feeling
ever, effort.
Though.
Put your all
ghosted.
Into it.
Getting ghosted.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like somebody not responding to your messages. Like, why are you not responding to my message? I don't like getting ghosted, and I don't like getting blocked. Because guess what? I'm going to get to you some way, somehow. I'm going to figure it out. I'm going to make a fake account, or I'm going to get a Google Plus whatever
you
number.
You toxic too. Everybody is motherfucking toxic.
I had to find out if I was really blocked one day, and I had to make a Google number, because I'm like, why the fuck my number not going through? Man, I was fucking around playing, and it wasn't going through.
And then they respond to the Google, who is this? Bitch, you know who this is.
No, I called from the number.
Wow.
And he answered. And I said, you motherfucker. And he hung up. And that was it. And then that's when I knew, oh, okay, he mad about
toxic.
Some shit that I
toxic.
Did. It was always some shit that I did, though, when I got blocked.
Ace Hood, what's going on with you, man? What's new your way? What's new on your block?
Oh, man, I ain't gonna lie. Everything new on my block, bro, I'm gonna be honest.
How's it feel? Like, how
some
are you?
Trees,
like,
some new everything, you know what I'm saying?
Like, how are you these days? Like, you know, we ended 2023, about to end 2024. What mindset are you in?
Evolving? Growing, bro. Yeah. I'm
are you
fascinated.
Happy?
Yes, I'm happy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm happy for sure. Yeah.
What you working on?
Thank you for mentioning that, too.
Yeah, no problem, man. You know, we definitely, you know, we start off, you know, just want to set the vibe and the
tone. I like that. I like the flow.
Yeah, but, you know, we want to make sure that, you know, people is good.
Conversational. You know what I mean?
No, we just be talking shit.
It takes the pressure off. I like it. You know what I mean? If there is pressure. But, I'm working on a new project. Not even working on. I have a new project out right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Let me be clear. Body, Build or Destroy You is the name of the project. 11 records on there. I got Rotimi on the project. I have Benny the Butcher on the project. Millie on the project. Miss Cash is on the project. Really great records, man. Really great records. So I just wanted to, you know, like I think my music speaks to like the times. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So I like to believe that. So, you know, I'm excited about the project. Excited about the new music. Excited to be back out. You know what I'm saying? On the forefront. So, yeah, bro. I'm feeling good, man. Good.
How is it like with evolving and being a family man and putting out music? Like, how is that process for you?
For me, it's like balancing all things. You know what I'm saying? I think trying my best to balance all things, dedicating time to the studio. And I think how I am with this is kind of how I am with everything. You know what I'm saying? If that makes sense. So meaning like who I am, even in the studio, is who I am in real life, too. You know what I'm saying? So I just take those experiences of time with my kids, time with my wife or whatever, like, it's they all speak to each other is what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying? So when I go in the studio, it makes it even more better. So my system is like spend time, create moments, create memories, you know what I'm saying? And then go back to the booth on what I learned and what I've, you know what I'm saying? So that's kind of like what this project is about in some ways of just, it's a two-part project, well, a three-part project because the earlier project was Memories Inside Never Die, which is mind and then body portion, and then obviously the soul version. But I wanted to represent myself in a total way, and I felt like this was a great way to do it. So this is a more vulnerable project for me in some ways. So you know, tapping into more of like the compassionate, the love side, you know what I'm saying? More of the feminine energy, you know what I'm saying? And the balance of my masculine flow. So that's what I wanted to portray and put on this project. So, and those are lessons that I got from just life and stuff, so.
Okay, what would you say is like the most difficult thing that you have to deal with in life? Like something that you just be like, I'm working on or I'm trying to work through or something that just always, I don't know, picking at you.
Ooh, community, actually.
Okay.
Community. I feel like that's the space for me in terms of, you know, having a particular community of people that represented a particular person and thing at that time to me now evolving to something different, you know what I'm saying? Now to finding those like-minded individuals that could, that really see where I am now and where I'm going, if that makes sense. So I think that's probably been the thing that's probably nudged me the most, you know, is finding somewhat of like satisfaction in that area, in that portion of my life, you know what I'm saying? Because now I'm in the space of like, I'm in the space of the unknown. I know God is doing some work in my life, you know what I'm saying? In terms of for me to find and have the type of people that I wanna, you know,
yeah,
in those relationships. So
you say in some of this newer music that we're hearing, you trying to balance like the masculine energy in your sound.
I am.
Oh, you are.
Yeah, I am.
So a lot of times we hear like when people in the media or like social media, we hear people talking about like that energy is kind of, they don't really appreciate men that are not super, super hyper masculine.
Right.
You know, so like as a rapper, is there something that you kind of had to face yourself? Like, okay, this is how I want to present myself. I don't care what anybody else outside of this is going to say. If I want to have that balance of feminine or masculine energy in my music, this is what I'm going to do.
Yeah. Meaning like, is that something that I would decide to do?
You say? Yeah, I mean, or is that something that you had decided to do on your own? Like, or was there a life influence that that kind of stepped in and said, okay, this is one, we're going to redirect it this way?
I think for me, bro, it was...
Because to be honest, like, we see, like, artists like Yachty that might want to, paint his fingernails. Or somebody like Drake that had the things in his hair.
And
traditionally, like, hip-hop has been a hyper-masculine thing, whereas these things wouldn't have flown in, like, in the 80s or 70s. Uh-huh. Well, now you have people that are doing these things, like I said, with Drake and Yachty, and then yourself, you're saying this is these are things that are included in your music. So it's like, is this what inspired you to go that direction?
Empowerment of myself, dog, really, right? So being with the whole label situation earlier on, you know, navigating that, I felt powerless, dog, and that's what allowed me to eventually, like, shift my situation or want to change it at that time.
Mm-hmm.
Because I just felt like, you know, I wasn't in tune with my business, what was happening. Other people would get ruffled, you know what I'm saying? If I even ask about my business, that made me uncomfortable, you know? And just to see someone else making decisions on your behalf, you know, I think that, so I would say that's what started the change and the whole evolving and evolution of me starting to appreciate myself and see something greater for myself. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So that was the particular time, the moment I went independent was the moment that I found the moment that I went on a journey of empowerment of myself. Because I've been taken advantage of in the past, you dig?
Mm-hmm.
So that's what allowed, so me naturally evolving as a person, because again, I'm fascinated with becoming the greatest version of myself. I feel like if I'm gonna live on this earth, I wanna be purposeful in that way. I don't want mediocre or settle for anything less than my greatest or highest potential. That's what I believe.
So I got another question. with this process of you evolving, was there a lot of people that kind of like fell off in the process?
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of people.
I ask that because I feel like lately It's been the same for me too, and a lot of other people that I'm close to. I don't know what's going on or what's like. Why? I don't know if it's the people that I'm close to or whatever it is, but it's a lot of people that's just like falling off. Like when you evolve, it's like these people, and some of them, it don't even make sense. Like I don't even understand like why we even falling off. But a lot of times people be telling me like, you know, God is always he makes things happen to where it's not even supposed to make sense. It just happens. You're not even supposed to know why it's happening, which makes it easier that way for people to just, you know, fall off. So I don't know. I just wanted to state like, it's a lot of people that be falling off when you be moving, when you be evolving. It'd be a lot of people that falls off all the time and you never understand why it takes place.
I look at it like this, like, you know, when you have a ladder, you know, at the end, it'll be people there to hold the ladder for you, root you on, cheer you up. But the further you go out that ladder, it's less people. It's mm-hmm. less space. It can't even exist like that. So you want to take everybody you started with at the bottom to the top. But different circumstances, life situations, and really anything. Sometimes people just be haters. It probably was a dude at the bottom of the ladder that was waiting for you to pull him up the ladder with you. But you can't really, that's not really how it works. Because if you have to keep reaching down to pull people up that really aren't ready to put in their own work, mm-hmm. climb up themselves, right. then that's going to bring you down.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Were there, you know how people say it'd be the people that's closest to you? Mm-hmm. Have you experienced that before?
Yes.
Like where people that's actually for real closest that you thought was your homeboy, your homegirl, like your real, you know, yeah. people, and they just...
And they just did some shit. Yeah. Oh, I've experienced that a lot.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Absolutely.
So with the with the label thing, I know a lot of artists, and I don't know why they think like this, but I know a lot of artists, it is their goal to get signed, but it ends there. It ends there. Like there is no real ambition outside, okay, I just want to get signed to this major label. So could you speak to kind of like the people that may have that mindset and like the benefits of doing it on your own as an independent?
Mm-hmm. I would say, man, know what you're doing. And I've been there too. You know what I'm saying? I've been to the place where it's like, nah, shit, I want to get signed. Like, mm-hmm. I want to be with a major label, dog. Like, this is what's going to get me and my family to, like, you feel me? Like, the next level.
Yeah.
So I've had that mindset. But I think I just didn't ask myself why. You know what I'm saying? Why you want to be with a major label? Really start asking, mm-hmm. you know, what are the benefits? You know what I'm saying? What are the pros and what's the cons? Like, you know, do you understand the business? All of these things. So I've been there, so I understand, because there are things that the label can do that just make it much easier for an artist, right? For when you get signed to a label, if you're the type of artist that just solely likes to focus on creating the product, then maybe going with a label is your thing. You mm-hmm. know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Because then you can just be an artist, and because you have an entire team. You get with a Def Jam or Atlantic or whatever, 20, 30 man team, 15 people, or whatever on your team, you know, marketing, this and that, you don't have to worry about that sector. You just focus on being an artist. And for its term being independent, it really takes, it's a self journey, honestly, dog, because you gotta recognize who you are. You know what I'm saying? And it's like building yourself up. So for me, I think there's so much value in being independent. It's a lot more work, mm-hmm. right? Structuring your own thing. But I think it's the key to me to happiness and like, pure like creative flexibility.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And that's the thing that I love the most about it. So I just think it serves me currently in my life now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And you know, a major label at that time when I was, you know, more youthful, you know, it served me at that time. But now where I am now, I like the ownership. I like the freedom, the flexibility. I like to know what's going on. And I like to go through the problems of it too. Of figuring out I gotta find a new lawyer, because that's what's gonna give me the lessons.
Yeah.
And that's what I want. That's what I'm in it for, ultimately, in enjoying the process. You know what I'm saying? So
for sure, for sure. So my next question for you is you and your partner have been like the symbol of like black love on social media. Why you say that?
That's a good thing.
We take it with a grain of salt. We don't, you know what I'm saying?
I get it.
We appreciate it, but we are not.
We don't do this for y'all.
Yeah,
we don't. We don't. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
we don't really even want.
So like, what like when people do say, okay, yeah. we want.
I get that.
We want something like that. Do you like?
Oh, you have to fight for it. You got to work for it.
Yeah, because a lot of people don't think.
Oh no, it's extreme work, my brother.
Yeah,
it's extreme work. So people understand. I didn't. We just didn't arrive at this space.
How long y'all known each other?
Now we've been together almost 9 years.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So y'all known each other for 9 years?
9 years.
Total?
Yeah.
A lot of people think like relationships are supposed to be like perfect. Like this thing where we're not supposed to have no bad days. And if we're having a bad day, you're not the person for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, I'm seeing a lot of that now. Like a lot of people are bailing out at the first sign of this shit might be a little bit difficult.
Yeah.
So what do you have to say to people who think that relationships are supposed to look like that? Like you're not supposed to have any pushback. Like a lot of the comments that I'm seeing from not you guys' relationships, but I mean relationships in general, they don't think that love should come with any pushback. Like there should be no bad days in this shit.
Right, right. Well, it takes more than love, you know what I'm saying? And then we have to identify how we as individuals like to be loved, you know what I'm saying? And how we even view love. What does love look like and feel like? You see what I'm saying?
Like a love language?
Yeah, you know, somewhat of a love language. Yeah, like you got to know these things. I think that's important. You're going to have turmoil. It's going to be difficult, you know. To me, it's just you get better at reacting. You get better at choosing your battles. You get better at communicating. You know what I'm saying? Like, but it doesn't mean that the problems are not. Problems are constant. It's just they become more dissolved because the way you two choose to handle things. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's what I've learned in being in marriage. It's like we went through all the difficult miscommunication. Man, I hate you. I'm upset right now. Boom, boom. I'm finna leave. I'm walking out. All of that. To, you know, being in therapy, talking about it, crying it out, man. You know what I'm saying? Being vulnerable. But it takes a lot, bro. You got almost, you know, break yourself down in order to like rebuild it.
Yeah.
I just think that's what it is. You're trying to learn a whole new person. You know what I'm saying?
Like, how did you know that, like, when it was time, like, okay, I want to marry her?
Yeah.
Like, when was that moment? Like, how did you feel? I'm only asking because I'm ready to get married.
Yeah, yeah.
I feel like
I was trying to figure it out.
Yeah.
Like, sir,
streets,
when, what you gotta
cold.
Let me see what you gotta be feeling like.
Cold.
She's wicked.
Like. Yeah, man.
Yeah, so what what was it that you just knew, like, okay. Was it more on the dang, I love her so much, I can't let her go, I can't let nobody have her? Was it
we got a lot of time put in? Right. So, yeah.
Was it dang, she holding it down? She like what was it that it was like, oh, I know, like I gotta marry her?
Oh man, it was just her being, bro, who she was. It was like her vulnerability. Like, man, I fell in love and fell hard for my wife immediately, dog, because I also like knew what I wanted. Like I didn't have an image for it, but I knew the type of woman. I knew I wanted to be educated, to be smart, intellectual, like stand her ground on what she believes, like all of these things. So for my wife, I think it's how she showed up. It's how she treated my children. It's who I was becoming in the midst of dating her too. You know what I'm saying? So I think that was the main thing. It's just like I felt like I was becoming this new being that I was falling more in love with. You know what I'm saying? Because especially at a time to where I was struggling between two identities of being myself and then being Ace Hood. Like, I didn't know how to be a person. Like, you know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
So, you know, unlearning that and then having somebody there who can hold up that mirror, I think I understood very earlier on that I wanted to marry her. I just didn't know in terms of like timing what that would look like, you know.
Yeah. Did you always see yourself getting married though? Like,
oh yeah,
did you always knew like, oh, I want to get married.
Yeah, I'm a lover
boy.
Knew
that?
I'm a lover
boy. Okay, that's different.
And I love dog. I'm gonna keep it G. I love love.
Kodak is a lover boy too. I ain't gonna lie, I'm a lover girl.
Everybody, like, I feel like at this age, right. Like at this point period in life, none of them want to be out, like,
yeah,
be experiencing
loved,
multiple people, like, damn, people walking in and out your life and shit. That's fucked up. Like, none of them want that shit.
I don't know. Yeah. It was, yeah, I don't like, know shit. That
I feel
shit
like,
fun.
But I feel like a lot
fun.
Of people lying about.
That shit was fun.
This shit is fun, but like, it's fun for like a time. It's kind of like going, like eating a piece of chocolate. You eat a piece of chocolate, but you don't want to eat that shit every day. Like, I feel like that's what the streets is. The streets is you having that Hershey bar, that Snicker bar, you know, every now and then.
Shit.
But shit, you need that good home cooked meal at the crib. That's really what's gonna feed you. Like, you can't live off chocolate.
Mm-hmm. I think it's harder for men to find love and date these days than it is for women. Cause
feels like that for sure.
Yeah, cause women, they're not really trying to date for love anyway. They just trying to get the bread. Yeah.
Women
home is struggling down there. Where they struggling? My dog be here. Are these women different? I'd be so glad, boy, that jersey up. I'd be like, wow.
Yeah, dating
that in jersey up on the wall.
Dating in 2023 is hell on the scale.
And I love can't believe that for
some
me.
Of the stories out here. I'm like, damn, that's crazy.
Tell me a story.
Salute to y'all. Cause
I be so confused. I be coming up like. I be having
y'all don't be knowing how bad it is.
Listen, no. I do now because every time I come on here, I be having the women's back, like because I be vouching for women like me. Mm-hmm. Hell no, nah, these women is a whole different. Well, I ain't gonna say different breed because back in the day, like I said, back in the day, like
it
I'm
just
super
wasn't
old,
on, it just wasn't 30. On socials. Socials made it seem like it's a lot more prevalent than it is.
I was doing this shit that these women doing. I've been doing this shit like. Been doing that sound. I was on private jets and
yeah.
I done kicked it with the people I'm supposed to done kicked it with. You feel me? So yeah. I done been there, done that. And so now that I'm seeing, like, I just wasn't as ruthless. Like, the money.
There was a lot less evidence too, JoJo.
Well, that's true too. But I was never doing it for the money. And my guy who I'm with now. We've been together for 12 years. So, well, not together for 12 years. We've known each other for 12 years, been best friends for 12 years. So he's known everything that I done did. So when we got together with some shit, he was like, I don't know if I can trust you. I don't know some shit you done did. But anyways, that being said, it's like, it's always like, oh, you was doing it wrong because I was doing it for the experience. Mm-hmm. I was going to these clubs and these private jets and these studio sessions and games and just all this different shit. But I wasn't doing it for the bread. Like, I wasn't getting no money from these niggas. I wasn't trying to. I wasn't fucking. So the shit didn't last long. I remember I got flewed out on a private jet, made it to the location, let him know we wasn't smashing, and he sent me right the fuck back.
Yeah.
Right the fuck back.
I would've did that too, shit.
But you know what I'm saying? Like, nowadays, it's like...
Wasted this jet money on your ass?
Well, we went together.
Jet fuel ain't cheap.
We went together. We met in the club, and then he was going back home, and he was like, shit, come with me, don't pack shit. And I'm like, I ain't packing a damn thing. Yeah. You feel what I'm saying? Got on that jet, got there.
Yeah, somebody got packed, all right, yo ass.
Man, realized that I wasn't giving up nothing.
Get the fuck out.
Sent my ass on an economy flight right the fuck back.
He didn't send the jet back. That's no. crazy.
No, he
That's
said, wild. But I don't care because I still went and I still kicked it with him.
Yeah, he better than me. I'd put your ass in the catapult.
And I ain't give a fuck. We had a good ass. We had a good ass time. Like, it was what it was.
You had a good ass time.
Yeah, I had a good ass time. He was pissed. He was pissed and he getting up. But whatever. But I'm saying that to say, like, nowadays, what? That's all it take. Yeah. A little private jet. A little.
Women recognize Instagram that they can DM. Do it too. You know what I'm saying? Women recognize that they could also do it too. Yeah. You know. And see, man, I got concepts for all of this because I'm like, the certain way. If a woman ain't protected, this is what it results to. To her becoming a little bit more masculine, to her becoming like she in some way has to be the protector, the more aggressive one. That's the state of hip hop and where we are right now.
Me.
Currently. So it's like, it also comes with it too. It's a grain of salt. So I just, that's why even with this project, it was so much more of appreciation. I appreciate the woman who like nice shit and want that nice shit. Mm-hmm. I'm the guy actually that's gonna do it for you. My wife, I'm gonna do it for you. I like honoring mine. Like, I like, yeah.
Yeah, but you say you honoring
but
your...
But listen, I know that's a difference still. That's still a difference. But, like, seeing women more
they want
so
that
in
on the first date now.
I mean, but
I don't know if
that's
it's,
what we
if
are,
I don't
know
if it's the same. It's not the same, though. It's not the, like, the same position. These women ain't got shit to offer.
Exactly, because...
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
And the only reason why they are getting these things from these men is because they want it and they know they got to pay for it. Mm-hmm. So in order to get it, they gon' pay for it. Like,
yeah,
it is what it is. I know good and well if a dude right now hit me up, I know he gonna come off something. He may not give me like a hand to hand transaction. Like, here goes some bread, but he gonna do something. Take me somewhere. Buy me something. Like, he's gonna like because that's just how it is these days. You're not finna just come up to me and just think you finna just.
It be working for some of you.
Yeah.
It be working sometimes.
What?
Should it be working?
Because listen, man, we keep it honest.
What are you talking about?
Niggas used to have to do the bare minimum to get the vibe.
That's what I'm
saying. So see what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, I like the process.
Yeah.
Yeah, nigga, you might have to do something different.
No, you know what? You know
now you're going to have to spend 10 bands, but we want to get, okay.
You know what I think it is?
You feel what I'm saying?
You know what I see what you're saying? It's relationship inflation. Cause the shit that you used to be able to get by with the
you
like
can't get by, yeah.
You can't get by with that no
yeah,
more.
Yeah. And we in a recession and it's inflation, all type of inflation. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. I
so
see what you're saying.
It's gonna translate to the yeah, man. Yeah. Come on, it's the economy,
I mean,
man. You need right now.
I don't
shit getting more expensive. You need it.
It's to the point to where like when I was getting approached by men. When I was getting approached, shit, I'm still getting approached by men.
They approaching more now.
She was weird. But they approached me on some money shit. They don't approach me on some like
because that's what
oh,
that's
I
what
get
works.
To know you and
that's
like,
what works universally. That is what works.
That don't work for me.
It don't work for you, yeah. But it worked for 98% of other women.
Right. And I understand that. Yeah. I understand that. But I'm just saying that to say. Like that's how men pick up women. Like they use their money.
Cause fuck, I'm gonna do all this talking for. Yeah, I know you got. I know what it's gonna take.
No, but that's how you
I
weed them, and that's how you
club.
Weed them out though. Because it's
that's
like
true.
If you trying to if you hit me up with
weed
some
who out?
The niggas who I ain't trying to fuck with. I don't want to. Listen, I'm not trying to fuck with you because of your bread, my nigga. I'm trying to fuck with you because I want to know who I want to get to know you, and I want to have something with you. If you come at me on some damn girl, let me quit your job and move in. Nigga, what? I don't even know you.
Whole
and you
time,
don't even know
the next
me.
Girl will be like, sign me up.
Yeah, exactly. And then he's going to go with that next girl, and he's going to control this girl.
Absolutely.
And he's going to run her whole fucking life.
It's a give and
take.
And
they're not in love. He's just fucking on her and fucking on every
ladies,
other bitch
you,
that he
ladies,
come
if you
across.
Think that,
like,
if you
no.
think that man is going to give you everything that you ask him for and it don't come with nothing, you are delusional. That's
no.
delusion.
No, I know, but that's what I'm saying. That's why I would never.
Because you understand what come with that. That's why you wouldn't.
I don't care. I don't care about that. I don't give a fuck.
You
about
do care because you're not gonna do it because you know what come with that. You know if you allow this man to pay for everything, do everything, provide everything, it's gonna be some bullshit attached to it.
Yes, I would.
Yeah, so uh-huh. you know,
it's yeah. gonna lack something.
Yeah,
it's
if you pushing the point of like what you can buy, you for sure lack something.
Yeah.
In which a woman, and that lack is the exact thing a woman needs.
And some people need that. Some women need that. Some people need to be saved and rescued because they ain't got shit going on.
Yeah.
And they'll let that man control them.
But I also feel like
not our baby.
Men are going to give what they can afford to give, whether that's money or time. A lot of men have a lot of money and don't have that much time. So, okay, if you need $100,000, here's $100,000. Shut up. Well, a guy that don't have as much, if he got a lot of time, if he's giving you his time, or if he doesn't have a lot of money and he's giving you his money, shit, that would mean a lot more to him.
Mm-hmm.
What he had to lose, because that shit cost a lot more to him.
Yeah. I would appreciate it, though, if a man gave me more of his time than anything. Like, that money shit, like, it's nice. Like, I'm not going to say I don't want it, but I would prefer.
That'll mean more to you.
Yeah, like. I want to be in a relationship to where we hanging out, we having a good time, we vibing. Like, I love you, you love me, I got your back, you got my back. You my friend, we friends.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We kicking it. Not, oh, I'm finna just give you this money and here, do whatever you want and I'm just gonna be out here doing whatever the fuck I want. Like, what the fuck is that? That kind of relationship is that? I don't want that.
Yeah.
That's not what I want. I don't want a man that's keeping me in the house, making all the money, and we not spending time together.
Because you want
as
your
soon
own
as you find out that I'm
identity.
Fucking off or I'm hanging out with somebody because you ain't giving me no type of affection, now you ready to kick me out of my ass, take my money, and do all this other shit, that controlling ass shit. Like, that's for the birds.
Caw-caw.
You a bird?
Depend on who asks.
Okay, I got a question.
What's up?
Do you guys think that having emotions... You guys, do you think that if you guys have emotions, that's like frowned upon? Like people.
Absolutely.
Scrutinize.
I mean, society.
For having feelings.
I have feelings, but I don't feel like I can express those feelings as much as I want to. Because the minute you say you complain about some shit, like we said earlier, nigga blocking somebody is sassy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You're emotional, though.
I'm a Leo. Come with that.
You're very emotional.
It come with that.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean...
Good and bad emotions.
Yeah.
Good and bad emotions. Because I can be overly happy for other people the same way as I can be overly emotional about my own situation.
Mm-hmm. But do you think it's frowned upon?
It is.
Like men aren't supposed to have emotions. Feelings.
You know, that's what some might say. That's what the... that's what hip-hop might say.
Yeah.
Hip-hop might say that for sure. But I've created a safe space where I'm allowed to do so. And this is what I teach my son too. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, man. Teach you how to return to yourself. Because these are the real human experiences of life you need.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, dog. I'd be emotional crying in front of him, and he know I'm a dog.
Yeah.
In the same token, he know I'm gonna be emotional, but he know daddy gonna go, and he know daddy. You see me?
Yeah.
So I love it, that.
They
I love that,
you know,
too.
So yeah. But that's also the portion of, you know, your partner allowing you the space,
yeah,
and the vulnerability. You know what I'm saying? To be able to do so too.
So you can't even do so. Basically, like,
because you can't bleed everywhere. You can't just bleed in the water. Feel me? Sharks come out like.
You that's can't true. Just show and emotions.
Yeah, and that's a part of like finding a good partner, because she perfect everywhere else. Like, you know, she look good, she's smart, she got a good job. But if she's not allowing you that space to be emotionally available, then it's not going to work.
And that's what men need. Us as men, we need that. We need like safe spaces to be able to be emotionally vulnerable.
Yeah.
Because we never been taught that we could. You got to be hard, homie.
Right.
You got to be boom, boom. Yeah. Nigga, you better not cry, nigga. Fuck you crying for.
Yeah.
Or like, you can't, you know what I'm saying? Niggas can't be, we gotta be hard, we gotta wear our pants, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. We gotta do all of that. So it's important, dog, for men in general to be able to have those spaces so they can be emotionally vulnerable, cry, get that shit out, feel the shame, the fear, whatever it might be, and be able to move through it.
Yeah.
That's what we need more.
I feel like, and also I feel like women play a role in creating that safe space for not just their partner, but like men in general.
Yeah.
Because if you think a nigga a bitch because he crying, well, what does that say? If you may not be talking about nobody in your personal circle, but it may be somebody who is in your personal circle that sees something, that says you say something like that, well, damn, I can't open up to them. I was just about to confide in them about some shit I'm going through. Let me hold that shit in now.
Well, do you think that there's something like, like there is a such thing as a man being overly emotional, though.
If a man if he has, like, yeah, there's always an example of it going too far.
I was gonna say because like it's like some you could be emotional, but then you really being emotional about some shit that's just kind of like.
If a guy, if the solution to a problem exists,
like, come on, bro, like relax.
If the solution to the problem exists and you're not, if you're more focused in crying over spilled milk than actually solving this problem. Because I don't like talking about people's problems if the solution is there. Mm-hmm. That's men or women. Like, if sometimes people may present an issue to them where they say, oh, I don't want a solution. I just want you to hear me out. I don't want to hear that shit. I'm sorry. I don't want to hear that shit. Because I'm all about solutions. So if you tell me.
What if you don't know the solution?
Then we're going to find it out. We gonna figure it out.
Right.
But you just said you ain't had time for that. No, I'm saying if my girl is telling me her issue and I tell her, well, hey, babe, I think you should do this. And she's like, oh, I didn't want your help. I just wanted you to hear me out.
What's wrong with that?
There are some people that are like that.
Saying, what's wrong with that? What's wrong with her just wanting to vent to you?
Mm-hmm. What are we venting about? You have a problem.
Venting. She's venting.
I feel like that's trauma dumping, because now you're coming to me with this issue.
How is that trauma dumping if I'm talking to my man?
You talking to your man about a problem that you're having.
I'm venting about something that's driving me crazy.
And okay, here is how we solve this problem. You do A, B, and C. I don't want to do A, B, and C. You feel what I'm saying?
Well, sometimes you can't.
I understand where you're going, but sometimes the problem is like we move too fast to a solution, as opposed to recognizing and identifying what our partner is feeling.
Yeah.
I think that's what she's saying.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So that's where you can get missed. And these are things that happen and come up in marriages or partnerships, is how you can miss each other. Because I'm like that, I'm logical. My wife is emotional.
Yeah.
She's gonna go outward, I go inward. You see what I'm saying? So it's a different experience that sometimes we can miss each other. But for me, it's like, all right, because I'm logical, so I can think about the solution of like, this is how we get from here to here. This is how we're going to move through.
Absolutely.
I'm like, no, we can just move through that. Man, come on, right away. But she's still having an experience.
Yeah.
So I got to honor that experience in that moment, as opposed to.
I see what you're saying.
Because sometimes she just wants you to listen. It might
right.
not. Don't give me no solution.
Right. Don't
sometimes
give me a solution.
Sometimes she don't want a solution. You got to be able to recognize that, too. Like,
I see what you're saying.
I don't even want no advice. So sometimes just like, Yeah.
I just need you to sit there and
listen.
Was
there anything you would like for me to do?
And in my head, I'm like, damn, you kind of wrong, but I'm going to listen. You wrong. Yeah.
But real shit, though, like he's saying some real shit, too, because that is the struggle, too, because it seems so simple in your mind to a man when a woman is having what you may feel like overreacting emotional experience. You like, this like a small thing. We can just like, like, I'm telling you, if you just do this and we straight.
Well, see,
but they don't hear it like that. It's
yes,
not, it's,
bro.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm going to say this. Me, like, for example, me and my guy, because we've been best friends for 12 years, like I mentioned.
Yeah, I know each other.
We know each other. And I've always been the type to where I hated expressing, like, being emotional. So just like how, you know, men are always taught, like, oh, don't cry, or you got to be strong, and this, this, and that. I've been like that my whole entire life. Like, I just been, like, really hard. I think it's because, like, growing up, I was bullied, and, like, we grew up in some shit, you know what I'm saying? So I've always had to be tough. Yeah, and then on top of that, you got to restart it. And then on top of that, then I ended up getting pregnant. Then I ended up being a single mom. And so then I got even more tougher. Like, I just became just, I don't take no bullshit. I don't cry. I don't get emotional. So this is the person that my man has been friends with for 12 years. Right, I show no emotion. I don't give a fuck. Fuck these niggas. Like, he see how I'm playing these people, how I have no emotions, no feelings, or anything like that. Now that I'm, like, getting older, I'm more mature, I'm trying to tap into that feminine energy. Now I'm starting to get a little bit more emotional. He can't. He don't know how to, like, be emotional. So, like, if I'm venting, like, say, like, for instance, like, Kodak's like, well, what? Let's figure out the solution. Let's figure out the solution. You know, that's how he coming at me, like, okay, how are we gonna figure this out? Like, you crying and all this other stuff, you tripping, like, what are you crying for? Yeah. You know, and then me, I'm like, what do you mean what but I'm listen, crying I, for? I'm but, sad. Like,
right. But I also feel like that's
sad. It. What you be like, you know, we
exactly. Yeah, so, that's right. But that's a man's place as a protector. Like, if I see my girl going through some shit, oh damn, how do I fix it? Because in our head, that's the first thing we thinking about. How do I fix it? Oh shit.
But he not thinking that. He thinking like, what? Like, you the strongest motherfucker I know. Yeah. Like, you let this motherfucker, like, fuck them. You know what I'm saying? That's how he gonna talk to me. He gonna talk to me
that's
like
him fixing
like
it.
His homeboy. He not gonna be like, you know, babe and doing all this other. He not gonna do that.
Yeah.
But I want that now.
Because you okay.
So how
well,
do I get that? Because I'm the dynamic in our relationship is changing. Now I'm more emotional. Now we're in a relationship. Like, I don't want to be. He don't know relationship JoJo. He only know homeboy, homegirl JoJo. You know what I'm saying? Because we've never.
So basically, y'all evolving. Because you're not. You say y'all been together 12 years. You're not the same person that you was 12 years ago.
No,
I remember me 12 years ago.
We were
was,
just friends 12 years ago.
You know what I'm saying? But that's who he knows.
Yeah, because you know how I talk to you. I'm like, let me tell you about this motherfucker. Like,
that's who he knows. I know this person. I was 15 years ago. I used to be
savage.
Yeah, I was a piece of shit. I used to say the first thing that came to my mind, but like, and I wasn't really looking out for anybody other than myself. But now. If somebody knew me 12 years ago, people that knew me 12 years ago really cannot relate to who I am now. Because I had to go through a whole bunch of personal shit to get here.
Well, with him, it's like he doesn't do this stuff on purpose. Like, he doesn't purposely not try to be there. Like, if I tell him, hey, I'm sad or I'm emotional or something, he'll try to be like, okay, well, what you need me to do, whatever. So I'm just having this conversation because I'm trying to figure out what is it that needs to take place. Like, do I need to tell? Is that something that's just gonna change in time? Like, so do you think that does that come with like time or an experience, or you think that we just been friends for so long that it's just gonna always be like that? Like, is it growth?
I think you come into a space, yeah, to where you just come into more of yourself. That's just growing, though. That's why I believe, like, this journey, I don't know, my mind's so important because I'm like, we all got to go through this. We all going to get the nudges of, like, yeah, I'm a little bit more emotional now. Like, what do I do with that? I think it's really just allowing yourself to be, you know what I'm saying? Like, allow yourself to be emotional, to be vulnerable, you know? But him to be able to, like, recognize that too in the same way, you know. So the more you, I guess, that you would get clear on, you know, what you would need in those moments, the better you can maybe help, you know, he can support you in some way of like, man, I'm feeling down about this shit, or like, because I had to learn all of that. I ain't even think working on yourself was an actual thing, you know what I'm saying? I was just thinking in my mind, I'm like, man, work on yourself. I'm like, you can train and do shit and, like, you know what I'm saying, rap and, you know, but having exercise to work on yourself and your emotions. So that's where you guys are. And two, I feel like to keep evolving in your relationship, like, those things are gonna come, like, to the forefront. You know what I'm saying? So allowing yourself to be in it, And then for him, allowing him also to be himself, to be vulnerable and emotional too, like to meet you there, that's the illest shit ever. Because the moment you two meet, that connection, it's like a breakthrough. You know what I'm saying? Because now you two understand each other on a different level. If he's emotional in the midst of your emotional, you know what I'm saying? If y'all can meet each other, that shit powerful. Being that's why I feel like it's a superpower. That's why I be telling people, like, man, nigga, this shit a superpower, homie.
Yeah.
Nothing outside can fuck with you, especially if you got your purse. Like, man, I go home and tell my wife, man, I felt just sad today, man. Honestly, like, you know, like this, you know, really, I felt like boom, boom. I think I was feeling shame around, like, really identifying them. I couldn't do that before. Cause that's why I couldn't really understand her. You know what I'm saying? But once I did though, I'm like, oh yeah, this marriage shit really the illest shit ever, bro.
Having emotions and just expressing them are just so like, I don't know, it makes me feel weird, but it's
that's everybody, just so you know.
I know, but it's something that needs to happen because, like, for instance, my daughter, when she gets emotional or like when she cries, so say if she cries over something that's like what are you crying for? Like sometimes I'll ask her, like, she'll cry because she don't want to finish eating her food. And I'll say, well, why are you crying? Because I'm like, do you understand why you're crying? I say, you're not hurt. You're not sad. I say, you're crying because you're eating, like, and you don't want to eat. And there's people who can't eat.
Yeah.
That's really crying, but you're crying. And she'd be like, okay. You know, I'm trying to get her to understand, you know, her emotions. And then when I do that, now sometimes it's to where she'll go like, I'll discipline her. And she will try to hold in her tears. And then she'll go to her room. She's six. And then I'll be like, I'll go in the room and I'm like, "You, what's wrong?" It's like, I don't want to cry in front of you. And she'll say that. Like, I don't want you to see me cry. I don't want anyone to see me cry. When I'm done crying, I'll come out the room.
Wow.
And I'm like,
where did she learn that?
Right. I don't know. And I don't know.
That's mature. That's mature.
Is it mature? I feel like that's some kind of like, I feel like that's bad or
I don't think so.
No,
it
sounds
like she's protecting herself in her emotional experience.
But that's
like
what I'm saying. That's boundaries. I feel like that she's doing that because she sees me protecting my emotions because she don't see. Well, I don't cry.
Well, I don't think it's protecting. What I think it is, I think it's processing. Sometimes, and it's crazy enough, I learned this from that movie, Inside Out, Disney, right?
Oh,
Disney
movie, right? I love that movie.
So I feel like all of your emotions, all of your emotions are necessary. So after I learned that,
how much shit can you learn from the cartoon movies?
A lot.
Shit.
Legendary, right?
Yeah. A lot.
Okay, that's all I want to say.
I've learned so much
from them shits, bro.
Because I didn't see it, but you saw Eternals. Elementals. I'm tripping. Elementals.
Come on, with the element.
Yeah, I haven't seen it yet.
That shit was legendary, right?
Yes.
I got a little tear.
So Disney movies. But
One more. Soul.
Soul was one of the ones too.
Hey, yeah.
Soul was one of the ones too. And then
Soul was one of them ones. That was one of them ones.
Especially Soul, because like in this line of work, you kind of do become your job title. If you really sink in and just lose, you can lose yourself in this industry. Like you're not Kodak no more. You like Kodak the DJ. You got to be all this other shit, but. Also, another movie I didn't mention. It wasn't really like super, super deep, but that Zootopia.
Oh, yeah.
Zootopia. Zootopia was one of the ones. But yeah, Inside Out taught me like, okay, every emotion that I have is necessary. So I have to give myself time to be sad. But you can't, what I call it is, you can be sad, but don't be sadness. Because I don't want to become a sad ass nigga. But at the same time, if I'm feeling sad right now, let me be sad. Let me, because it, my mom sometimes he'd be like, "Oh my, what can I do? Let me get through this, because it's something that you get through. It's not something that I'm going to sit in. I have to get through this. Whether I'm angry, happy, whatever emotion, it's like what they said, Monday morning quarterback. Whether you threw 5 touchdowns or 5 interceptions, you have to deal with it, address that, and then move on.
I think that is the main thing is processing your emotions instead of. A lot of people just act on the emotion. Like, you get pissed off, now you want to beat somebody's ass. Like, I used to be like that. Any first time my man do some stupid shit, I'm ready to go upside his head.
Absolutely.
Like dead ass. You know what I'm saying? But learning how to process your emotions and your anger and your sadness and whatever else it is that you're going through, I think that that is what people really need to learn how to do. And then we won't really have as many, I guess, outlashes.
Outbursts,
whatever.
Yeah. That's really all them outbursts are, though. People not addressing those issues and kind of like burying them. Like, what I'm saying is different. Like, if I'm addressing it, okay, why am I sad? What made me sad? How can I avoid this in the future? Is this something I can avoid in the future? That's me processing. But sometimes, and I do this as well, I'm not going to talk about that. I'm just going to move on. But not talking about it, it just lives there and it grows. That's kind of like it festers until it becomes those outbursts that we see.
Well, you want to know something that I have difficult with, like, processing? Grief. Grieving.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't process that emotion. Like when
I don't
with
think
that emotion,
anybody does.
But I feel like we need to figure out how to process that, because a lot of people go through a lot of things that they get depressed or whatever because of they be grieving. You know, me, if something was to happen, I've lost a lot of people in my life on some just for like bullshit. And the way that I process it is I just don't remember, like, at all. I don't even, I let that shit go, like, for real. There's been people who've passed that I still, like, I don't remember.
Yeah.
I just put that shit to the back of my mind and keep on moving. But
is it that you don't want to remember, or is it like you push it far back? So
I don't feel like I'm strong enough to handle, like, to understand what really took place. Like, I don't think, like, it's just hard for me to process it. It's just really, really hard. I haven't figured out how to deal with it yet. Like, I still haven't figured it out.
I don't think there is the perfect way to deal with grief, because, you know, shit, my grandma passed in 2001, and that's still something I don't, like.
That's a fact, bro.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Because at this point, I'm 33, so I've been without her longer than I was with her at this point.
Mm-hmm.
But it's still, like, I still remember that day, like, finding out.
Yeah.
I think that's like, the biggest thing. I really do think our community needs to normalize
therapy,
because you say you was in therapy, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, and me and my daughter, we've been doing family therapy.
Oh, that's dope.
So
I get excited when I hear people do therapy.
Yeah, it's cool.
It be the shit that you don't know you need, dog. Like, yeah, you be like, and they just show you, it's perspective, it's everything.
Mm-hmm.
For somebody to show you yourself in a way that you can't see yourself, it's like, I didn't know I do that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That does make sense. And then I have a homegirl. She's in therapy, and she feels cool with, like, talking to me about it. Like, hey, friend, just leave it therapy. I'm like, okay, how was it? She was like, girl, she told me that I just be listening
therapy
to her.
Therapy has been such
whatever.
A bad, like, word in our community for so long. Like, and part of me feel like I said this last week on social media. Like, a lot of times, because in our community, we don't know the difference between depression and sadness, because you could tell somebody you're depressed, they just think you're just sad as hell.
Mm-hmm.
Like, no, this is something, like, I really don't see how I'm going to get through today.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, man, I felt like that last week. You be all right. No, nigga, I'm not.
I think another reason.
I'm ready to go. Like, what are you saying?
Yeah.
I feel like another reason a lot of people don't do therapy is because it's too expensive. And a lot of people in our community don't have the funds for it or even the insurance.
Yeah.
And insurance here in fucking Georgia is fucking trash.
Yeah.
Like,
and then we saw last week they had actually had the thing
come
out where we said medical care in Georgia
is the lowest or like number 5 and the lowest or some shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like Medicaid or whatever, all of that shit is trash.
Yeah.
And I
it's
feel
crazy
like it's
enough
all
to say, like, therapy is a luxury. It's a luxury in black, low-income neighborhoods. It is a luxury.
When I got my insurance for working here, thank God, it came with, like, therapy. So as soon as I was able to get therapy, I'm like, oh, yeah, y'all taking this money out of my account every week anyway. We finna go to therapy. every 2 weeks. So every 2 weeks, our ass, we take our ass to fucking therapy.
Yeah.
And now, did you take marriage counseling before you got married, or did you take it at all? You took it before you got married.
I took it a little bit before, and then we started ramping up on like our first year going into it. But yeah, before.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, getting to this point, dog, I'm like, I feel like my wife on it. It's her perspective, but she like, we don't see how people do it. I don't know how people exist in relationships without therapy.
Yeah.
I don't know how they make it without therapy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because like, it's hard work, dog. It's hard work. Mm-hmm. Like, and it's stripping back layers and layers and layers and layers and layers and layers. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And you need help with that. So I've done different type of healing. Too, you know what I'm saying?
You have a black therapist?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
got a black therapist. That's necessary.
Got a man and a woman.
So you would alternate or
alternate? One is an integrational. He's an integrational healer named Charlie, and then I have another one. She's more like a godmother type of thing. You know what I'm saying? And she's heavily into like the spiritual world. Her name is Melissa. You know, so
sir.
From our experiences to how we travel, all of those are like healing experiences too. So
yeah.
Okay. I love that, and I love therapy. Therapy, I feel like, is needed in a lot of shit, because a lot of times people can't really communicate because of their own shit that they got going on, their own feelings, or their own, like, they just stuck on however they feel about you.
Yeah,
yeah.
And they can't. And when you trying to say something, they ain't trying to hear that shit.
Yeah,
because bro, you coming from literally like a whole different experience in your life. Like, you raised a certain way. Like, you got to work through all of that.
Mm-hmm.
You got to work through the childhood trauma, the teenage
that version you don't even of know you trauma, had.
The younger, like the older version of you. Like, there's a different version of maybe points of where you experience the trauma that you have to work through when you're in a marriage. You're forced to open up those layers of yourself. You know what I'm saying?
And a lot of times that's unlearning things that you, traits that you've picked up that you didn't know were problematic.
Mama taught me that. Yeah. Now I'm challenging that now.
Yeah.
And I was raised on this religion, but now I'm challenged. So it's like, that's why I mean by that shit, like, excruciating. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like, I grew up to believe all of this. Now that I'm older, I'm challenging all that I believe now.
Mm-hmm.
Because of, you know, to be better in my situation, to even see, like, is this who I am? Is this what I believe?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Or you know what I mean? It's, do I believe this because of my parents?
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
And then, did she only believe it because of her parents?
No, that's
like,
big.
Where's the truth at? Like,
that's so major.
And
when you,
what I'm saying.
When you look at when you look
so
at things,
big that no, you
when
you look that at, like that.
When you look at things like that, he's right. You right, because that's why I only argue, like, if I'm arguing with somebody about something that they believe their entire life, I'm not the first person to tell them that they wrong or this is fucked up.
Yeah.
So you have to unlearn that shit on your own.
And not even that part. It's just going into where it's like, your parents raised you the way that they felt like you needed to be raised.
Absolutely.
And now you're an adult and you feel like some things that they taught you are not the ways that you feel as an adult you want to live, or you don't look at it that same way. It's so many times, I can't even tell you how many times, like, I feel like even therapy for parents is a thing, because when I talk to my mom and she'll say something and I'll just be like, you know what, mom, I understand. And it'd be hard to say, but it's just like, I understand that's how you feel and that's how you want things to be, but in my life here now and how I'm living my life, that's just not how I see things.
Mm-hmm.
Try to tell your motherfucking mama that shit and see what she say.
Yeah.
It'll be a whole, whole thing.
I just don't understand.
Like, what do you mean? Oh my God, I failed as a parent. No, relax. You didn't fail as a parent. I'm just telling you, like, I don't personally feel like that lines up with my life right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that part is... And I feel like that's a whole nother thing, because your parents get you, just think about it. Your parents can raise you the way that they feel like that you needed to be raised, and it may be wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And now you got to go back and figure out.
You got to unlearn it.
You got to unlearn that shit.
Yeah.
That's a fact.
Like, think about, like, I guess it's an extreme example, but like the kids that are raised in like a racist household, like they're raised to be xenophobes. They're raised to be like, you know, hateful bigots.
Mm-hmm.
They, in their head, that is right.
Mm-hmm.
Damn, fuck all them niggas. Yeah, fuck anybody that's not American. Fuck gay people. All this shit. They think that's right.
Mm-hmm.
Whole time, like, you raised somebody that's not going to be cool to hang around in the future.
Yeah, because I'm sure, like, back in the day, just being honest, being gay was not something we talked about. Like, it wasn't something that was on TV.
As accepted.
It wasn't something, it was not accepted at all. Like, that was the worst thing you could do.
Yeah.
Like, in a black household. It is what it is. So now, you know, times have changed, and some of my, you know, really close friends are gay, you know, and my parents have a hard time accepting that. Like, I thought
listen, man, that shit ain't. I feel like we as a culture gotta let people do what they wanna do. That shit ain't affecting me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That shit is not affecting me.
Once you realize that people gonna be who they are and they gonna do what they gonna do, life will be so much easier. Absolutely. If you just accept, there's nothing you can do to change this person. Ain't nothing you can say to this person to change this person. It don't matter how many times you cry, scream, holler. They gonna just do what they gonna do.
Just accept it.
And just accept it and move around.
The
like
people who can't accept it, it's the first. It's like you going back. Yeah. You know, sometimes you know people in my family will go back down certain routes. I'm like, now how do we get?
How we get here?
Just leave it. I mean,
yeah.
But they said and da da. I'm like,
just let that be.
That shit, like,
yeah.
Bro, been like that for 30 years,
right?
Man, 40 years,
exactly.
Like, that ain't gonna change. I'm like, it's your response to it. Like, I'm trying to, but it's so foreign. That's why I push. I'm like, it's so foreign to my people and coming from where we come from, which is why I push that narrative further even more of like the healing concept and the mentally, physically, spiritual idea, because it's just like, we need it, bro. We need it. That shit got our people trapped. That's how I feel. You know what I'm saying? And I'm just watching it, knowing what I know. I can't unlearn what I know.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And just trying to help is, that gets...
Help who you can help.
Yeah. And I was going to say, that gets so just draining at times. Like, and that's another thing. You can only help for so long. You can only help. Like, I put myself through hell trying to help motherfuckers like family. Like, trying to get them to do right and do this and do that and help them financially or whatever. That shit only lasts for so long.
You can only help who wants to be helped.
Shit, and I didn't help people that wanted to be helped, and they ass still gonna be who they gonna be.
Yep.
And it's just like, you know what? Just be who you gonna be, and I'm just gonna accept it and move accordingly. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can't get mad at you no more because you ain't got no more money because you want to spend it on getting weed. Like, I gotta accept that, like, you gonna ask, every 2 weeks you gonna ask me for some money because you ain't got it because you done spent it on some damn weed.
But that's why
I
say.
And I gotta accept that, like, accept you for who you are.
That's why I say help who wants to be helped, because if somebody's spending their extra money on weed after you told them, like, hey, I can't keep doing this, I can't, because helping you is gonna set me back. Eventually,
don't give a fuck about that.
Shit, man. Right. Well, that's when. If they don't care, then you got to remove yourself from the situation. That's how I feel, and that's, you got to do that out of love for yourself.
That should be tough.
Because if you love you have to love yourself first and foremost. Anybody else after that is extra.
It's easier said than done.
Look, I understand.
Because it's like, it could be your dog,
it be your
too.
It be your people.
I know
mama.
That I be pushing this. That's what I'm saying. For me, it's been turmoil like that. Like, that's how deep it's gotten to where it's
tough.
Like, oh, yeah, man, it's interlocked to where you get a partner and then there's conflict between who's the one. And it's like, you know, this is my wife and then that, you know, they shouldn't go at each other. But all you deal with all of that type of shit, man.
Yeah. No, I see. I feel you. It's not easy, but it's necessary.
Man, that shit crazy.
Yeah, that shit crazy as hell.
Yeah. And you try to, you ain't trying to force it on them, but you just, you hopeful. You hoping they get it one day. You hoping like they get the change and they, but dog will go do what he do, man.
Let me put it like, you heard of gangrene?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, like if you get gangrene on your pinky, you cut your pinky off, you know, get rid of it. But if you don't cut your pinky off, that shit'll fuck your whole arm up.
Yeah.
That shit'll spread. So would you rather cut your pinky off or lose an arm?
No, I get it.
I'd rather not have it in the first place.
Okay, hello.
I was drinking that water.
I don't want that shit.
On that fast, man. Yeah.
Yes, sir. Yeah,
no, it'd be like that. Like that. But it's just easier said than done. Like, one of the main reasons, like, I moved to Atlanta, like, my family in Chicago, like, I'm from Chicago and I'm from Memphis. And shit was really, 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 really tough for me in Chicago, like really bad, to where it started fucking with me mentally. Like, I started having these crazy thoughts. I already had my daughter. Shit was crazy. I had to run away. I had to pick up and just go and leave instantly, like without no nothing. When everyone found out that
you're
I was
not
leaving,
to Georgia, huh?
Exactly. When motherfuckers told me, like, when I, my man was the only one, we were friends at the time, but he was the only one that knew what was going on. And he was like, fuck no. Like, that shit dead. Like, he ended up finding me an apartment, paying 3 months of it, paying for me some furniture, and was like, get the fuck out of there. Now, I was on it's my mom's side and it's my dad's side. On my dad's side, they live in Memphis. Everything good over there. Like, we good. We came up great. Everything was great. I would never tell them what's going on over on that side. Ever. Like, it's none of their business. You know what I'm saying? So my dad, he knew, he let me make my own decision. So he allowed me to choose, like, what the fuck I went through. And he was like, why are you choosing to go through the shit that you're going through? Like, come back. And I'm like, no. Like, I'm going to figure it out. And I ended up having to just up and go because that side or the shit that I was going through over there just was consuming me. And I kept giving and giving and giving myself until I just couldn't fucking give no more. I had to run. I literally ran away.
Yeah.
And so I'm just saying that to say, like, shit is easier said than done. Like, you, if it's family, motherfuckers, they gonna leech onto you until you're dead. They don't give a fuck.
Shit, after that. Don't let it be nothing in the will.
Exactly.
Don't let it not be a will.
Yeah.
So, you know what I'm saying? I'm just saying it because that shit is just it's just too much. So I know there's a lot of people that's going through that right now. Like, I know a lot of people that's going through that. Like, you just gotta really say fuck these folks.
Yeah.
You really just gotta say this shit gonna hurt a lot. And it hurts even more when it's like, when you think about it, or if your parents tell you, like, you only got one mama, or, you know, if something were to happen, you're not going to ever be able to talk to him no more. You know, like, try to hit you with that.
But listen,
guilt
but
shit.
when they say that, like, okay, well, if it is classic, but if you knew that, then why are you doing me like this? What, would you want your last memory of me, you doing me dirty?
Yeah.
Like, you fucking me over.
You know, but when people are going through what they going through and they have their own issues, they don't see it like that. They only see their life in their eyes. They don't look at, like, how it's affecting
you. No other perspective.
Yeah, like, when people like that and they've been like that their whole life or you've been going through that whole, like, you're cursed. Like, your family is cursed and y'all just go through that shit. You don't see shit else. You don't give a fuck about nothing else. You don't give a fuck about yourself.
You focus on your own survival.
Yeah, like, when you really in that, if you really in that shit, you really in that bullshit, or you really in them trenches, or you really got shit going on, nobody give a fuck about you.
Yeah.
They only give a fuck about themselves.
Yeah.
So just saying that to say, like, y'all got to cut them. Y'all just got to do it. And no matter if people try to guilt trip you or not, fuck that. Because at the end of the day, you gotta, once you understand that people are gonna be them and there's nothing you can do about it, absolutely nothing you can do about it, and accept it, then that's just what it is. And and it'll be more peaceful. Like, damn, like, that sucks that shit happened, but you chose that life.
Yeah.
And you gotta accept that.
Hey, what Drewski say? Standing on business.
Stand on business.
You gotta stand on business.
I'm just saying.
Well, shit, that's another episode with your homies. Big homie Ace Hood came to kick it with your homie. You good, man?
Man, I'm loving it.
It was a good conversation.
It was a good convo. A lot of good conversation.
Big homie JoJo. Good. Shit, man.
The baby's almost here.
Shit. I don't know, people. If she not here the next few weeks, you know what happened.
No facts.
Yeah. Shit, I'm surprised we got through the day.
For sure.
But I wish you a successful delivery.
Thank you.
You know what I'm saying? All that goes well, smooth.
Thank you.
Same, similar, like, the easier than the first one, right?
Yeah. Yes,
you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Easy, yeah. Much easier.
Yes.
Ease into your life. So appreciate
another episode with your homies, and we gone.